Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who are new to me, I am an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone, and I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. This week is going to be full of a lot of different energies. So, you know, stay tuned as we go through that. So before I get started, if you are on Facebook, if you happen to be scrolling and just doing some surfing there, be sure to go to our Psychic Talk group so you can, you know, ask your questions there on chat or just listen in there by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And then also, you know, if I happen to forget to mention this, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming for all the upcoming shows on our network. All right. And one other thing. We do have a YouTube page as well. So if you happen to be on YouTube, you can also catch our older shows by going to psychictalk.net/YouTube. All right. So let's get started. This week, we are continuing to really move forward, to really move, you know, when it comes to taking action. But this week, it's going to be a little bit of an intense energy if you haven't started to feel that yet. So with this week's energy, we have Archangel Michael, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us for this week's energy. And so this week's energy is going to be a little bit intense, but also it's going to be, it's not an intensity that is a bad thing. So it's an intensity where it's going to really help us to up-level. So we are being called to really, you know, be in this new area of growth. That's what up-level means. So we're going to, as we go through some challenges, as we go through some things this week, it's going to be important for us to really step back and then see it in a new perspective. And for some of us, because we've been learning, and because we've been doing lots of healing and letting go, it's going to start to come naturally for us to think in a different way, think in a new perspective. So to, you know, remember that as we go through these different things this week. Also, it's going to be important for us to, you know, especially when it comes to relationships, as we go through these challenges for relationships, it's going to be important for us to really open up to you know, whoever it is, whether it's a friend, whether it's our spouse, our partners of any sort, to really be open and, yes, and even being vulnerable. And it may seem a little bit scary to do that, but, you know, call on Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel, and they're going to help you through that. So, you know, what they also are reminding me is that this week is going to be a week of a reset. So as we are up leveling, it's going to be like a soft reset. So if you're thinking technology, like a computer or a phone, doing a soft reset is you are kind of starting over, redoing things in a way, but you're not completely starting over. So that is what this week's energy is going to feel like. It's going to be like a start or a redo as we go through the week. So, you know, in many different ways when it comes to relationships, when it comes to career and work, you know, to be aligned to who we are truly meant to be. So it's going to come in many different ways for different people. And you know, for some of us, it may feel like a hard reset, but you know, to know that it's not, you know, a complete redo of your life or a complete redo on, you know, certain parts of your life, but to, you know, really just kind of reset and to, you know, take those things that you've learned and then to change those things that are not who we truly are anymore, that are not aligned to who we are. So, you know, just to keep that in mind as we go through this week, there's going to be a lot of different things that may come in. And if you feel that intensity, especially at that towards the end of the week, you know, we also have a new moon coming to, you know, let go and release those things that are not who you are anymore, that do not align to you anymore, and then set intentions, new intentions, on what it is that you truly want to come into your life, what you want to come into fruition in your life. So it's going to be this soft reset that we do, and to really be able to up level in this new energy that's coming in. So, you know, I encourage all of us to really, you know, tune in with the angels this week to see where it is in your life that you need to really let go of. And, you know, you may feel that, you know, when we tune in and when we really listen to our bodies and really listen to our minds and what it is that's coming in, we're able to understand what it is that we need to change, what it is that, you know, we don't need any longer, to let that go and then to bring in that new energy that you're meant for, to do those things that you're meant for. And it's going to be, you know, a continual process as we go throughout this year, as we move on. You know, we're almost at February already. I don't know about you, but this month has been flying by. And so, you know, to really listen to your body, to feel into the energies of, you know, different areas of your life. You know, where does it not feel good anymore? Where does it not feel as if that's what you're supposed to do anymore? Or you know, whether it's, you know, when it comes to relationships, you know, what needs to change? What needs to be let go of? What needs to be worked on? And then, you know, when it comes to work and when it comes to different areas, like all different areas, you know, career, are you meant to create a new business? Are you meant to do something different when it comes to your job? You know, to really look at those things. And, you know, many of us may already know what it is that we need to change. So then it's about taking action on it this week. And, you know, not to take a lot of action, but, you know, little bits at a time. So, you know, the divine is always going to show us what it is that we need to change in order to really do those things that we're meant to do. So that is the energy that's coming in this week. And, you know, as always, when it comes to setting intentions, I do encourage you to call on Archangel Ariel as well to help you to set those intentions. And, you know, the angels are always there to ask you the questions that you need to ask yourself to really understand where it is that you need to take changes, what it is that you need to bring in when it comes to those new things for this year. And so this energy this week is going to be intense, but it's going to be a great thing for us. And, you know, Archangel Gabriel, whenever it comes to him, he comes in to help us with communication. So, you know, if a relationship is a part of what it is that you need to work on, what is it when it comes to communicating? How is it that you're meant to communicate when it comes to with this other person? Or how it is that you're meant to communicate when it comes to, even when it comes to, you know, relationship with a boss or relationship with coworkers? How is it that you need to present it in a way that they're going to be really receptive to what it is that's coming and what it is that you need to share, and to really, you know, help you to be in this, you know, this up leveling, to really help you to be in this new energy, to in this growth period that we're in. So that is the energy that is here for this week. So I would love to hear what it is that you've been going through, what it is that, you know, the energy that you've been feeling, or if you need some guidance, please give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, so before I go on to the topic, I'm going to take a few calls. So let's see here. We have caller area code 205. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And I was just hoping you could tell me what do you feel or see for me for the new year.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you as well, Patricia. So this year I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward first, and he's showing me that there's still some, you know, some things that still need to be cleared a little bit so that you could really move forward into this energy that we're in this week. And, you know, when it comes to this up-leveling, we're all in this energy. So, you know, I do see some things coming in for you, like in your mind, in your heart. So I want to encourage you to do some journaling as they come in, or, you know, as you're thinking about it now as well. So as you do some journaling, and then to call in Archangel Raphael to help you to understand how it is that you need to change that perspective. Because they're all, when it comes to those things that have hurt us and that we've gone through, they're all lessons for us to take with us to do those things that we're, you know, we're really meant to do. So, you know, I encourage you to do that. Also, I do have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that there's a lot that you that needs to be communicated, a lot that needs to come out that's within your heart. And that's part of that process of healing that you're going to be doing. And as you do that, it's going to help you to release that old energy. It's actually going to help you with your chakras, with all of your chakras as you do that. So, you know, if you have someone that you could really talk to, that you really could get some guidance from, to, you know, speak to them about those things that you've been through, all those that's within your heart, so that you can really get that out. Because what it's going to do then is going to help you with what it is that you need to do next, what it is that's coming in for you, so that you could really move forward in this energy that we're in this year, part of your purpose and what needs to be changed. So, you know, all those things will come in as you release the old energy, as you talk, as you write. It's really going to help you to switch that energy so that you really understand what that is. Also, it will help you with abundance as well. So as you switch that energy, you're going to be open to that abundance that you're meant for. So I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You do the same. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Catherine. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
So how can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering, there's two gentlemen. One starts with the letter S and one with the letter C. And I was wondering if you see either one of them green lighting my project.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel.
Okay.
And I have them stepping forward because of this energy of old patterns. And I think I may have spoken to you before about this as well. But I do see that there's still a lot of this healing that needs to be done in order to really understand, because I do see that you will know what it is, and you actually do know, you know, how to move forward in this. But it's about trusting yourself. It's about, you know, trusting in your own abilities and in who you are. And what they're showing me is to really do this work on releasing those things that no longer serve you. So, you know, I want to encourage you to keep doing this journaling and working with the angels to help you to understand what it is that you really need to, you know, understand when it comes to this perspective that needs to be changed.
Okay.
And also about who you are, you know, because you are an amazing person. You are this magnificent person that have these gifts that, you know, can really do those things that you're meant to do. But it's about listening to yourself, listening to your gut, listening to what it is that you truly want, and to really understand the power that you have within you.
Okay. I will.
So,
thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Many blessings to you. Thank you so very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's get to our next caller. Hello, caller, area code 310. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Sorry, I'm trying
Hello
to
there.
Take out speaker.
no
yes,
problem.
My name is Susan.
And where are you calling
Hello?
From, Susan? Yes.
I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I wanted to see if you see anything happening with love life.
Okay, so I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Raphael. And last year, was it kind of rough for you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Because what they're showing me is self-care and loving yourself. So Archangel Raphael stepping forward, and he wants to help you through this healing process. And I know that it may feel as if you've done the healing and that, you know, you're ready to move on. But there's some things that are coming in that are going to be something that comes up again when it comes to new relationships if you don't do the healing first. So if you call on Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel will be able to help you to understand what areas in those old patterns that you have to switch. And it goes back to childhood. It goes back to more than just the last relationships, but it really goes back. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling, do some meditating with the angels, and they're going to be able to show you what it is. And You may be able to actually see it right now and really hear it or, you know, what it is that's coming in for you right now. And so, you know, those things that are coming in, like within your heart, like you feel it with your heart, but also those things that are coming in through your mind, to write those down. And, you know, they're going to be able to help you to learn those lessons and understand where it stems from so that you can switch their perspective and switch the energy so that you can, so that when you go into these new relationships, you know, it's going to be, you won't bring in the old patterns that come in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So I do see a new relationship coming for you very soon, but it really depends on you and how you do this healing work and, you know, how fast you're able to switch that energy.
Okay. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, you know, when it comes to, we are about, you know, at the bottom of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and, before I go to the topic, to talk about what is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you'll be able to see all the shows that we have coming up. And on Friday, this Friday, January 24th, the doctors are in. So be sure to tune in with them. And they're going to be talking about SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, versus resolutions for 2020. So, you know, if you'd like to find out what SMART goals, what it stands for, be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, on the Tarot Today radio show with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, be sure to tune in with them as they talk about, as they do open lines on New Year's readings for 2020. It should be very exciting. There's lots of great energy, lots of great things coming in, amazing things coming in for 2020. And then on Sunday with the Magic Universe show with host Sharona Rapsack, be sure to tune in as she talks about how to receive downloads from universal consciousness. So she'll be talking about that. And then, you know, be sure to come back next week for my show, and we'll continue to talk about a purpose-filled life. So we're going to continue on with this series. So, you know, before I go, why don't we go ahead and talk about what it is to live a purpose-filled life. So, you know, now this week, we're on the soft reset for the energy this week. So, you know, I want to kind of do a, you know, like a restart on even how it is that we need to live a purpose-filled life, what it means to live a purpose-filled life. And so, you know, when it comes to our purpose, you know, living our purpose is about living, doing those things that, you know, make us happy, and doing those things that really bring us joy. And, you know, that is what we're truly meant to do. We are meant to, and the divine wants us to live in this life of joy and happiness. And, you know, what that means is doing those things that we are truly passionate about, doing those things that, you know, really help us to want to get up in the morning and, you know, motivates us to do those things, you know, that we that makes us feel good. But also, and not only does it make us feel good, but it helps other people. You know, when in this life, we are all meant to help each other in some way, whether it's through our businesses, whether it's through volunteering, you know, helping people just, you know, who are around us, living around us in our communities, our families, you know, our family members. We're helping each other in that way. And so we're all in this, on this earth together, living here together, to help each other. And so, you know, whether it's selling products, whether it's helping others through you know, teaching and healing. And so, you know, when we do those things that we truly love to do, it really helps us to want to do it first, but it brings not only joy for us, but also joy for other people. And when we do those things, the divine always brings to us those people that are meant for us, that are, you know, meant for our services, meant for us to help. And so, you know, it's really important for us to remember that. So, you know, asking those questions of what is it that I truly want to do? What is it that I truly love? And what is it that I'm truly passionate about and desire to do? And so it's about asking those questions first when it comes to looking towards doing those things that we are meant to do and living a purpose-filled life. And when we do this, when we focus on that, when we focus on, you know, those things that we truly love, we're then able to take those things and create from them. We're able to create those businesses, or we're able to create that job that, you know, others may help us create, so that you can do those things that really helps us to be in that joy. And when we do those things, when we are living in that joy and in that happiness and in that high vibration that we're meant to live in, we are then able to really attract all that abundance that we're meant for. And a lot of times we are so focused on the abundance first and then our purpose. But we have to think of it, we have to switch that thinking. We have to change that perspective because, you know, a lot of times we think about money and we think about all those things that we want. But what we have to really think first about is what is it that we want when it comes to what is that we're meant to do. So how is it that you're meant to help others? How is it that you're meant to create those things that you are passionate about? And when we do focus on that, and when we do and take action on what it is that makes us feel happy and joyful, that's when the abundance comes in. That's when we're able to say, you know, to the universe, to the divine, that we are ready. And this is, you know what it is that you're meant to do. You know who it is that you are. So you're ready. And they're going to then show you those steps that you need to take. And as you take those steps, you are going to bring in that abundance that you're meant for. And, you know, a lot of times when we think about abundance, you know, a lot of times we focus on money and finances. But abundance is a lot more than that. Abundance is those, not only the material things that we have, not only those things that we want, not only money, but also when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to those business partnerships that we're meant for, if we're doing those things that we truly want, are meant to do. And even our spouses, and even, you know, all of those things are that's abundance, you know. And when it comes to places to live, when it comes to those opportunities, those jobs that come in, that's all abundance. You know, we are all so very abundant. So you know, it's about first focusing on what is it that you truly want for your life? What is it that you truly want to do that you are passionate about? What it is that you want to create in your life so that you can help others? And then, you know, we are now in this energy of action, you know, moving forward. How is it that then that you need to take action? What are those baby steps that we need to take in order to really do those things that we're meant to do? And the divine are always there to show us what it is that we truly need to do, what it is our next step is. You know, they're not going to, you know, just to have us here and not show us what those steps are, you know, once they show us our big picture, that a big purpose that we're meant to do, they're not just going to leave us alone. They're just not going to do that. They're always going to support us, and they're always going to guide us to know what it is that path is that we need to take, what it is our next steps are that we need to take in order to really move forward, in order to really do those things that we are truly meant to do. So, you know, I encourage all of us this week as we are on this new level, this up-loving that we are doing, to really, you know, take that time to understand what it is that you are meant to do here, what it is that your purpose is. You know, what are you truly passionate about? What is it that truly calls to you? And a lot of times the signs are everywhere, you know, whether it's, you know, you're watching the news or whether it is you're helping someone already, and it really, you know, makes you feel happy to help that person in a certain way. So then, you know, to look at that and say, okay, I think this is what I'm truly meant to do. And to ask the angels, you can always ask your angels, you can always ask your guides if this is what, you know, you're meant to do, and then to ask them. And this week, it's about setting intentions. So set the intention of wanting to know what it is that you need to do with this. What is it that you need to do with what it is that you're doing now, whether it's volunteering or work that you're doing, a certain job that you're doing. All these different ways, if it really fills you up, if it really makes you happy and joyful to help people in certain ways, to know that that's part of your purpose, to know that's part of what it is that you're meant to do. And so to look at that and to really see that, you know, those things that we're meant to do, it's going to really help us. It's going to make us feel good. It's going to make us feel the high vibration that we're meant to live in. So to look at those things and to then, you know, ask the angels to and set those intentions of what it is that you want you are to do next, what it is, you know, your next steps are, so that you can really move forward into it this year. And, you know, this year is going to be, and I've mentioned this before, but this year is a year of amazing things happening and lots of people understanding their purpose, and also a lot of people awakening to, you know, who they truly are. But, you know, if you are already awakened, it's our job to help these people. And I've mentioned this before many times, where we're all meant to be teachers and we're all meant to heal others through our own experiences and through those things that we're going through and what is that that we're learning. And so as we do that, to you know, really share those things with others and to really, you know, create those things that the divine is showing you, because it's going to help others who are meant to awaken, and you're meant to help. You're going to be helping those people awaken. You're going to be helping people to really see what it is that they're meant to do and who it is that they truly are. And, you know, that is what it means to be awakened, reawakened spiritually. I mean, to really see who they truly are, who it is that what it is that they're meant to do. So, you know, when we do those things that really light us up, that really makes happy, and share it out with the world, that is when, you know, we are doing those things that we're meant to do. That is part of living that purpose-filled life, and to really just help those who are needing to be awakened, awakened. We're always going to attract those people that we're meant for. And so, you know, we need to be ready and we need to be in that energy that we're meant for, that high vibration, and doing those things that we're meant to do. And to know that when we do those things that we're meant to do, that as the divine shows us, that abundance is going to flow. And, you know, when we do those things that we're meant to do, we're also going to change our mindsets as well. You know, from if you have, you may have a scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset. And to help you to see with clarity who it is that you truly are. You know, sometimes, you know, just doing those things, those little steps that the divine show us first before understanding even the bigger picture, sometimes that's what we need to do in order to get that new perspective and to really be able to see with clarity what it is that's ahead for us. It's about taking that first step and taking that leap of faith. And so, you know, if you know, within your mind you have this yearning to do something, you know, it's coming from the divine, knowing that it's coming from the angels and your guides. And they're trying to show you that this is part of who you are. This is part of what you need to do. And then, you know, whenever it comes to up-leveling and whenever it comes to doing new things, we're going to have fears and doubts that come in because it's something new. And we're being asked to step out of our comfort zones. But to know that you are always supported, you are always guided, and then to ask the divine, to ask the angels to show you and help you through it, to help you to, you know, get through the anxiety that comes in, get through those doubts and fears that come in so that you can step out of your comfort zone and do those things that you're meant to do. And once you do, you're going to feel this amazing energy that comes in, this new energy that comes in because you were able to, you know, take that step. You're able to do those things that you're being called to do. And then you're going to be able to take the next step that comes forward and the next and the next. And as you're being shown, as you keep taking those steps, you are then going to be able to do all of those things that you're meant to do and that big picture that you're meant to reach and to do so that you can really help others in so many different ways, in your special and unique way. So, you know, I encourage all of us to do that this week as we are in this energy. And this energy is going to be, it can be tense at first, especially, you know, those fears and doubts that come in, those anxieties that might come in. But as you get through them, as you share those things that come in, share those things that make you feel a little bit closed off, you know, as you open up, as you, you know, write out what it is that you need to really get out, you're going to really feel this new refreshing energy that comes in. And it's because you are stepping into this new level, and it's going to help you to really move forward in throughout this year. And so I encourage all of you to do that. So before we move on to some meditation, let's take a few callers. So if you are listening and would like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me for some guidance. All right, so let's see here. We have area code 858. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Catherine. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. My name is Anne. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Anne, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. Do you see that our legal situation with my mom and me going in our favor or not?
So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel. They seem to be around a lot today. And they're stepping forward because there are some things that need to be healed. And there's some things that you need to heal within yourself first before before really moving forward into, you know, if you really plan on, if you plan on having deep conversations with her, there are some things that are coming in that may be helpful for you to really work on first before, you know, having those conversations that you need to do. So, you know, to work with
understand. Conversations with whom?
With your mother.
Oh, no, we are talking each time. It's a legal situation between us two and the third party. We have
okay.
no problem
yeah,
with my mom. It's someone else who has issues with both of us.
Okay. But I do see some other things coming in that has to do with your mom, though, too. So, you know, before, you know, you like if there's anything, even when it comes to this legal situation, if there's anything that's really deep that you need to discuss with her to really look into this before going into that discussion, that it will be helpful for you because if you go into it with her without doing some looking into it, there's going to be some triggers that's going to come up that's going to hinder a lot of this talk with her and this other person as well. So if that makes sense.
To be more specific, my mom cannot talk due to her medical condition at this time. So we have mostly very short nonverbal communication. She is in a medical condition that prevents her from being able to speak, unfortunately. And it's mostly between the medical facility and us that kind of acting against her wishes.
Okay. 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 So, you know, when it comes to, you know, this, even with her, even though she may, I still do see this, something going on when it comes to you and your mother. So, you know, to keep working on this. But also, I do see it, things, you know, it's going to resolve. But to know that it's going to take some time, but also it's going to be, it does have to do with being able to really hear out what it is that they're telling you and what it is, but they also have to hear out what it is that you're saying. So you have to be able to really communicate with them in a way that is going to be let me say so there's going to be a lot there's going to be some things that are going to be miscommunicated, but it's really going to be important for both sides to hear out completely what it is that they're trying to say. So if that makes sense.
Because I'm kind of briefly had information what they were trying to say from the treating doctors, and that's something that neither her or me wished for. And this situation
okay.
has been going on for some time. And it's very frustrating, and it got to the point that it probably will be resolved, but their solution has to come either in their favor or in our favor. So that's the main thing. It definitely cannot last forever like this. So the cards do not show that it will be anything like in our favor, as I put lots of energy and time into resolving the situation in mom's and in my favor. But I think it all comes to insurance, finances, and other things more than anything else.
Well, is there someone who can help you with this, help you and help the other side with this? Because there is a miscommunication that's you know, between both parties. So if you can bring in another person who can understand both sides, that
I'm
that
thinking,
person be
I'm
able
thinking,
to
yeah,
then come in.
This man, but the thing is that what he told me, that it comes to the situation when even he may not be, he doesn't have enough power to make a final decision on behalf of that facility. He can communicate, and he was trying to communicate between us in the previous week. It didn't produce the solution. So now the facility wants to come to the meeting, but the facility wants one thing. My mom and me, we want another thing. So he is like a mediator, but he says, I am not sure that I can reach a goal without involving authorities. That's why we were trying to avoid this and to have a friendly conversation to resolve the situation to the satisfaction of both parties. But at this point, my question mostly, if it will be resolved to our satisfaction or we will have to give up to the other side, that is a very, very unwelcome situation and outcome.
Well, it seems that you may need to find another person to intermediate because there's still something missing there. So, you know, this person, I don't think is quite understanding what it is that, you know, how to connect your side and his side or their side. So you'll need to find someone else that will help with
him.
That.
I have to tell you more. We paid him already, so we don't have that much money to hire a second person. We help him. We paid him to mediate the situation. And I even did meet him, but he is really recommended. And that's why, believe me, I looked around. We paid him. We don't have extra money to pay a second person. It just, he charges a lot for this.
Well,
so
you know, Oh, no, go ahead.
So the meeting is tomorrow. I just needed to know what would be the outcome of the discussion. If you just can say something that will, either way, like I'm willing to accept the truth either way, but whatever the angels say.
Yeah, right now there is a disconnect. You know, there's a disconnect between when it comes to communication. So it's really important for, you know, this person that you have already to really understand what it is you're trying to say, so that. And that person also needs to really understand what it is the other side is trying to say to communicate it right for both of you. There is a disconnect there. So, you know, there's something that, you know, you can either find a different person or it's not going to work. It may not work out the way that you want it to work out because of this miscommunication.
So you're thinking that the person can be playing into other side's goals instead of representing our needs?
So what I'm saying is that I don't think this person is quite understanding exactly what it is that you want and communicating it the way that it needs to. But, you know, I encourage you to, you know, talk to this intermediary first and have this person repeat to you what it is that you truly want. So if that makes sense.
Okay, because I asked him to meet with me. He told me that. We could talk on the phone or in the email. That was like this, and I didn't have anyone else. I checked with other people. They were not willing to participate into this situation, so it was really challenging. Even here, believe me, I had to talk to him 3 times until he agreed to participate. So it was really challenging. Even paying him money, he was really hesitant that he can help, but he wanted to help because it was moral and human, probably duty of his heart, and I appreciate this, that he accepted to help, but he was not sure if he could.
Yeah, I wish I could help you more, but, you know, it's really important for you to have this, you know, direct communication with this person to make sure you're on the same page, because that's going to be very important, you know, to really be able to get the outcome that you really want. So, you know, be sure to talk with this person again. Make sure that they're clear on what it is that they want, as well as to be clear on what it is that they're this person may be telling the other party. So, you know, that's all I can really say about that.
Because I was trying to talk to him on Friday, then they left for the day on Saturday and Sunday. They're closed. Today is the holiday, and it's been like this, and the meeting is tomorrow. In reality, he will come to participate, and I'm paying him for participation, but I really don't know what he's going to say because we didn't have a chance in the last 3 days to connect to him. And today is the holiday. He didn't even respond. He's probably closed.
Mm-hmm.
Same as many other people.
With the holiday.
And concerned that what is he going to achieve if it's just simply to show up and be present, you know. It's not what we're paying him for. We're paying him to help intimidate the situation, and it looks to me like he even didn't have a chance to meet with us and talk what we need. That he was recommended, and, you know, there's no other people. I wish it was a second person that would accept this, and we couldn't find the second person actually accepted and didn't change his mind also. So we didn't have anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
there are different ways to, you know, look into different people. And so, you know, to be open to that, you know, be open to, you know, different ways you know, try different things that you haven't tried before. Be able to either find someone else different or to explain it in a way that's different to this person. Tomorrow.
So many people had to do such an extensive search. I spoke maybe to 30 people, and everybody says, well, I've never heard about this before. That's why I don't know how can I help, because I don't have expertise and experience, and that's what everybody was saying. It's kind of unique situation that people never heard before, and I don't know, I just into this vicious cycle. I don't know how to get out of this situation. It's been like this for some time, believe me, and I got into this vicious cycle with people that are not kind, not nice, and I'm just spending money that I even don't have to spend for something that I'm trying to achieve, and I don't know if I will be able to achieve positive results for my mother and for myself.
I just want to say I'm sending you lots of love and light. I know it must be tough. I wish I could help even more, but just know that, you know, everything will you know, be okay. You know, take some time for you. Do some meditating. Ask for the angels to step forward for you. And, you know, be open to what it is that the angels may show you. And they show us in so many different ways when it comes to different signs and even through different people. You know, so, you know, really be open to that. You know that everything will be okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for encouragement. Thank
I hope you have. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And let's take one more caller. Area code 41. Area code 415. Hello. What is
Hi,
your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
And what was your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. So how can I help you today?
I was just curious when you thought that I was going to hear back from this girl. Her name starts with a K, that we were doing some business together, and I haven't heard back from her. And I'm just kind of wondering what's going on with her. And yeah, just a basic question.
So I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And first, I'm hearing soon. So I'll be hearing soon. So, you know, not to worry. But also, I'm hearing that it's time to really do some self-care. Do some, and kind of let go of this situation right now. Like, let go of it in your mind and have some fun. If
yeah,
that makes sense.
I know. It's gotten a little obsessive. It's been hard to disconnect.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they're coming in and telling you that it's time to do some self-care. Because a lot of times when we are so focused on it and we have this tight control on it, you know, we when we do that, a lot of times we expect a certain outcome. But, you know, to let go of it, you know, let the divine handle it. It's going to come in perfect timing. And to know that, it's going to come in. It's going to come in, so just have some fun. And a lot of times we hear it, we know when we are not focused on something, and time flies by. And, you know, things come in, you know, it come quickly when we do. So, you know, to do some things that you really love to do, some creative things, spending some time outdoors, just, you know, let go of this and know that it's going to come soon, and it's going to come when it's right for you. So, that is what they want to share with you. So, you know, just know that it will come. That person will call.
Okay, thank you. Do you think that, so there's a couple different directions that we can go when we reconnect. Do you think that she wants to continue getting healing work from me?
Okay, this is why Archangel Raphael stepped forward, because Archangel Raphael is wanting you to connect with him. There's some things coming in when it comes to things from your past. Has this type of situation come up before too?
Yeah, because it gets a little bit sticky. Like when people come in to, it looks like they're going to help me with my business, but then it also looks like they need healing work, and they start, so it gets sort of dicey. I never really know how to handle it. So with this one, I put up some boundaries, like she had a healing session, and now it's an option if she wants to sign up for a program. But like, it's hard to, a lot of times people are attracted to me to get healing work, and it's kind of under the guise of, oh, I'll help you with your business. But that's not the reason why we were brought together. It was brought together because Spirit wanted them to heal certain things in their life. So that's why it's been a little bit funky. I've kind of just set up some boundaries with her, but I don't know. We're kind of like in a weird place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Archangel Raphael is stepping forward because he's showing me that you need some healing on this. There's a cycle that's coming in. It's old pattern that's coming in. It stems from your past. It stems from, you know, from the beginning. So to do some journaling work and to do some healing on your own chakras, as well as just overall, like doing some meditating as well, because it's going to help you to really be able to understand where this stems from, where your healing needs to be done, so that you can let go and release it and really change that perspective, but learn the lessons behind it. So if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, I just realized something when you were talking. I think it has to do with not wanting to be used. So, yeah, I will do some work around that. But, yeah, thank you, because that just came to me.
Awesome. Yeah, I love how that works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just do that work. You know, journal it out. And, you know, we have this new moon coming in. So set those intentions on what it is that you want with Archangel Ariel after you work with Archangel Raphael, and you'll be able to start to see things moving faster and changing rapidly for you.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate the meeting. Yeah, thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller, area code 631. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island. My question,
Hi,
I have
Suzanne.
Two questions. Hi, I'm looking for a job that pays a little bit more that's closer to home so I don't have to pay so much gas, and I apply, and I'm hoping to get something real soon, like in the next couple of weeks, beginning of February, end of January. And I went on a date with one man. I want to see what you thought with that. Just those two questions.
Okay. So this all kind of ties together. I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. I do see that you have been doing some healing work, which is great. You know, when it comes to this old energy of what it is that you need to let go of and what it is that you need to release. But it's really also important to dig even deeper. There's a deeper level that's coming in because what I see is you up-leveling. So you're in this growth period right now. So you're going to continue to do this growth, but as we do this growth, we find new layers of things that we need to heal. And so this week, you're going to be in this new level of growth, but these fears and doubts are coming in. For you.
Oh, I don't have fears and doubts. I have bills to pay and I'm tired of being lonely. Those aren't fears. It's just reality.
Yes. Well, yes, but you know, those are fears as well, you know, and that scarcity mindset that we need to switch. And so to understand where this stems from and to switch that energy. So to switch that mindset. Yeah, and you know, I know that you're doing healing, but you know, to really dig even deeper on this, and as you do, you're going to see a lot of new things coming in, new opportunities coming in, and then to really feel into the new energy, feel into the energy of the jobs that you are looking for and what it is that you really want, because it's about finding those jobs that really make you feel happy, not just settling on those jobs that we're already skilled at or we can do because we know we can do it. So,
hard because, you know, if you're not skilled in certain things, you're not going to get interviews. You see what I'm saying?
No,
yeah.
That's not necessarily true because
I put in for many, and I don't get the interviews. Like, if you want to be a receptionist, you have to have the skills, believe it or not. I've done that. Yeah.
See, I've been in that situation myself as well. I've done so many different jobs, but I've done a lot of jobs that I've never done before. And
yeah. Well, I don't want to work like at Walmart or, you know what I'm saying. Like, I could do that, but I don't want to do that for a living.
But doing the job that really makes you feel happy, that makes you feel you really want to do that job. And that's what it's about. And when you have that excitement for a job, you know, employers and different people are able to see that, and they're going to be able to give you that opportunity for that. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to look at that instead of just looking for that job that we know we can do, that we have all the skills for. And, you know, it can be you have the skills for it and you really love that job, then, you know, go for that. But, you know, doing those things that you really love to do, that's when, you know, we're, you know, that motivates us to really do that work and it helps others to see that you really want that job, that you really want to do it. So if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. And
so
you
on
know,
that
it,
note, do you see anything coming in?
Yes, I do see it. You know, as you, when you focus on those things, I do see something coming in for a little bit later this year for you. So, you know, just keep looking, you know, focusing on those things that you truly want.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till later this year. I have to make more money now. So.
Well, and then, you know, it, when it comes to this healing and letting go, it's really all up to you on how fast it comes in. So if you want that abundance really quickly, you have to work on that. You have to heal that really quickly as well. And you can do that with the angels, with your guides, journaling it out, you know, speaking with other people about what it is that's coming in. Because I know that you've been doing the work. You know, I see that you've been doing some healing, but, you know, just to continue to do that work, you know, deeper healing.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. And let's go to this last caller here. Area code 973. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm okay. I have a day off.
Oh, wonderful. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, well, I really want some healing for myself and for my son especially. My job does take a lot out of me energetically, and I put so much out, but I'm not getting back what I want in return besides a paycheck.
Okay. Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I also do have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And so what they're showing me is it's really important for you to take care of you when it comes to doing those things that you love to do. And I know that you're always busy with, you know, helping others and doing your work to, you know, make sure, you know, everyone gets taken care of and things like that. But it's really important for you to do what it is that you love to do. It's really important for you to really fill your energetic cup. And when I say that, that is, you know, just doing some self-love and doing those things that make you happy. Because when we do that, we do fill that energetic cup. We feel refreshed and we feel recharged. So whatever it is that you need to do, take a vacation. Do those things that are for you, and you want to do things for other people, and you feel that when you do things for other people, that makes you happy too. But to do things for yourself without compromise, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I'm in this public service, and my job does require me doing so much for other people. And I like it when I'm able to get it done, but I don't really see the appreciation in terms of, like, opportunities. But I need to keep the job because it is closer to home. And, you know, there's things in my personal life that I'm trying to put in order, so I just can't just walk away from a career and start all over again. But I am trying to plan my next phase, the next couple of years, to do something else once I'm able to retire. Like, I don't want to be one of the persons that's sitting around after I can retire just holding on to the job. I want to go to the next step for both myself and my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and
so I'm really
riding
on my longevity, but what I've been noticing is that I'm getting additional responsibilities, many things outside of my control, and expectations are increasing to the point of being unrealistic, and at the same time, I have to live. Mm-hmm. So it's like I know how to do things that I like to do for myself, but it's still very difficult because I'm depleted by the time I get home from work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, I do see that. And so it is really important for you to take care of you. I do see great things for you in the near future, for you. But if you don't take care of yourself, there's no one else mm-hmm. who's going to do it for you. And so it's really important for you to recharge and, you know, do those things that really fill you up before you go back to, you know, keep helping others. So it doesn't have to be big things, but, mm-hmm. you know, small things every day that really help you, like whether it's reading or taking a long hot bath, you know, things like that really, like, will – you know, fill you, but, you know, just kind of help you to relax and feel comfortable for even if it's for a short time, and to do that every day for yourself, even if it's
yes.
just 5-10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. And I pretty much do the hot bath, the salted bath, and I try to meditate. Because I do carry people tensions, and I've been carrying it lately in my lower back, and I'm not lifting anything, but I feel it in my back.
Mhm. So is it around your heart area?
At times there's some. I know that I have a heart wall that I need help with. And I don't know
yep.
if it's manifesting itself in my back.
Yes. So. Your heart on the backside is the rose quartz. If you've seen the rose quartz,
mm-hmm.
that's the crystal that is associated with it. Archangel Shamuel is associated with that, as well as self-love. So self-love is the backside of our heart, the pink. That's the receiving side as well. So you know, you are manifesting that, you know, it starts energetically and then it physically manifests in our body. And so, you know, it's really important for us to do that work of self-care, you know, even for, you know, little bits at a time. Do you have weekends off at all?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, if you want to go get your nails done, you know, if that's something that you're into, or just, you know, stepping outside for a little bit, taking a walk outside and breathing in the fresh air, even in the cold. and I understand about the cold. I'm in Wisconsin, so it's really cold here.
It is really cold. I want to move.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move.
Where do you want to move?
I want to move into my old family home. It's empty now. And there's, you know, there's some little stumbling blocks I have to push out the way. It's just I've been so exhausted. And, you know, that in that space, I see myself doing the self-care, the self-love,
mm-hmm.
the manifesting, moving forward.
Is it far from you?
No. It's less than a mile away.
So you know, even if, you know, you go over there and, you know, just kind of visit there, you know, for a little
mm-hmm.
bit and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, come back, you know, to do that even, it will help you to recharge and imagining what you could do in that space, you know, what you could
mm-hmm.
do with that space and just doing some daydreaming. You know, those type of things will help you when it comes to your energy. So I hope that helps. And then, you know, calling on Archangel Shamuel, he's a great angel when it comes to feeling that love, that unconditional love that we need. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, call on him while you're meditating. And, you know, soon you'll be able to feel that love that he brings.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you, love. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's take one more caller here. We have area code 75. You know what? We are past the top of the hour. I didn't realize. Let's see here. We'll take one more caller, and then we will end the show. So area code 757. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm. My name is Deanna, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm making it. yeah, I'm making it. I wanted to see exactly my relationship and maybe a little bit of a job situation going on. I'm going to counseling for my marriage, and well, actually tomorrow. And okay. I don't know. What can you tell me? I don't want to be disappointed later on by my husband mm-hmm. and his actions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What can you tell me? Is our relationship going to work? Is this going to happen again? If you can see that.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Samuel. So they're both stepping forward because first they're showing me that you already know that answer. And you need to trust that. That's really within yourself. So, you know, that gut feeling that you have. I'm feeling it within my gut. So, but there are some fears and doubts coming in, and that's why it's hard for you to kind of determine what it is that's really coming in, what it is that's actually real that's coming in.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so, yeah, and so I'm feeling it within the solar plexus. That's where we get the butterflies in our stomach, and that's where our gut instinct is actually from. And so, you know, actually I do have Archangel Uriel also stepping in, and he wants to do this healing for you right now. So if you could close your eyes for a little bit. And mm-hmm. What he's going to do is he's going to work on your solar plexus right now. And he's going to... what he's doing is he's drawing out all of these different things that are coming out that are old energy that's within you. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to help expand your solar plexus chakra. So it's this yellow energy that's expanding outside of your body. And what he's doing is he's pulling out all this old energy that's within you, and he's pulling it up to this cloud that's above your head. So he's going to pull out this old energy, and he's going to transmute this old energy into this love and light energy that's going to come down, and it's going to look like rain, but it's the sparkling energy that comes back down that fills your solar plexus. So as he does this, it's going to help you to understand more and more of what it is that you need to do. And it's going to also draw out these fears and doubts that actually stem from those things that you've been through in the past. So not only mm-hmm. The relationship with your husband, but also when it comes to childhood. So it all stems from there. So he's going to help you, and as he does this, it's going to come into your mind what it is that has happened in the past, what has really kept you from really understanding who you are and really trusting in yourself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you can take a few deep breaths and breathe in this energy. And as he does this, Archangel Uriel is going to help you to really be able to see those things that come in to help you to remember who you are in being able to trust yourself. All those times in your life when you trusted yourself and how it is that you felt.
(Clears throat)
So now he's going to then help you to contract your solar plexus energy back into your body. And then he's going to help ground your energy right now. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light that goes all the way down to your root chakra, to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that comes back up through your legs and all the way up to your crown chakra. And then it's going to flow out. So if you want to take a few deep breaths and breathe out through your mouth, and you're going to breathe out all the old energy that may still remain. And then you can open up your eyes. And how did that feel?
Calming.
Okay.
Calming.
So, you know, you can do that meditation over and over again as you need to, especially as you have these fears come up, you know, and to, you know, I want to have you continue to meditate, because as you do, you're going to reveal more and more of who you truly are and what it is that you can do. And you are such a powerful person. You know, you are an amazing person. So, mm-hmm. you know, the archangels are going to help you to remember that and realize it, and mm-hmm. you know, to be able to stand in your power and to help you to know what it is that you really need to do in order to
right.
move forward into what it is that you're meant to do.
That's my issue. Even with this whole situation, I don't know if that's the reason why it happened, because I need to, you know, I don't know. I felt like I was living a lie, you know. So mm-hmm. trying to figure out who I am from that is like, I don't know. It's a lot. Especially, you know, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But that was positive.
But
and
you
that
can
felt
do it.
So calming.
Yeah,
I can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, yes, you can do it. And you know within you what it is that you have to do. You know who you are, and just yes, remembering who you are and what it is that you've always wanted to do. You know, to see that and to remember those times in your life when you felt that power, and to, you know, really take that power back.
Do you feel like that the energy, or my husband's energy, and, you know, will ever be different?
I can't speak for him because I'm not talking to him right now.
Okay.
But what I can say is you can for yourself, because how long have you been together?
We've been together since we were 16. We met at 15. My birthday came at 16, and you know, it's just been an up and down roller coaster. We got married 7 years ago, and trying to put everything in the past. And I'm thinking, great, you know, but we had our ups and downs. And then about 3 months ago, I found out what he had really been doing away at work. He works out of town every now and then for months at a time, and it was terrible. So we're going to counseling. He says he wants his family, he wants his wife, you know, it was terrible. And, you know, it's just his attitude sometimes, you know, that I don't like. And he thinks that it's supposed to be an overnight thing. Well, let's get over it, you know. But, so he's figuring, yeah, let's go to counseling and see what, you know, what we can do. Because I think I fall into a little depression and about the situation. And hopefully I'm just thinking that this will help us. especially the energy that is a male counselor that we're going to go to. So maybe that'll kind of like he can relate to that, you know. But yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, you know, really trust in yourself. You know, you have it all within you. And, you know, take some time to do some meditating, but, you know, really, really trust in yourself because, you know, you do know. And so, you know, especially when it comes to long-term relationships, a lot of times because we're, you know, helping the other person, always caring for the other person, we forget about ourselves. And so now it's time for you to really focus on you and focus on what it is that you want. So,
he said
you know, do that meditating.
Mm-hmm. He said the same thing, too. He wants me to get out the house. He wants to do, you know, me to do things. And, you know, so I guess he's helping, but then again, I have no idea what I'm doing. That fear comes up, but I will be doing that meditation. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and, you know, and taking some time outside, too, you know, breathe in that fresh air, because as we do, you're going to get that new energy and renewed. You'll feel recharged and renewed, even though it may be a little cold. But,
yeah.
You know, that's why it feels so refreshing. Whenever you breathe that in. So, So, you know, do some meditating while you're. Oh, awesome. So, you know, breathe that fresh air, do that meditating as you're walking around. And, you know, just spend some time for yourself and you will get those answers.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You do the same. Bye bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. We are at the end of almost an hour and a half, so I'm actually going to be I'm going to have to come off and without the meditation, which actually we kind of did a meditation there. So, but I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And, you know, as always, you know, you are always loved and you are always supported. And, you know that if you need to talk to anyone, you know, I'm here. We have our other hosts that are here as well. So please feel free to reach out to us. And until next week, I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.